I'm WSB's Clark Howard.
From Dunwoody to Douglasville,
Washington to Woodstock,
whenever and wherever
there's severe weather,
a traffic red alert, or breaking news,
the WSB 24-hour breaking news center
will break in.
Depend on it.
Hi, this is Gilbert Gottfried, and you're listening to the Mark Arum Show. Why you're listening is your own business. I would never listen.
He packed in animals two by two. Ox, a camel, and a kangaroo. Packed him in that ox so tight. I couldn't get no sleep that night. Rolled up the ship and ham. Tell him about the master plan. Oh, my Lord.
Welcome back to the show, 11:07, 7 after 11, Mark Arum here, you there on this Wednesday edition of the Mark Arum Show, the show heard every Monday through Friday, 10 to midnight on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. We're going to try something a little funky on the radio right now. If you missed last night's show, for the first time in my 41 years, I heard of the existence of something called an ear candle. Low-T Chuck in Longoria let me in on this medieval trick to clean wax out of your ears called the ear candle. We're going to have to turn. Can you make these mics hot? You don't have to punch them up, but Chuck, you turn yours on when you want to talk. So what we're going to do now is live on the air, Chuck bought some earwax candles. And you're going to stick this in my ear.
You know what it looks like? You know, well, you're Jewish. You might not know. at Christmas, when they sing Silent Night, and they do the candle with the plate.
The wax drip,
yeah. This just looks like a really big one.
All right. So Longoria's going to get in here and videotape this. And hopefully, so I've got a whole setup here. I've got a pillow. I'm going to be able to talk on the air while we're doing this.
Yeah.
Let's let Longoria get ready to... you ready to videotape? All right. So we're about to, live on the Mark Arum Show, use this medieval device to clear the wax out of my ears. It's just basically called an ear candle, right? Is that where? All right. So Low-T Chuck is going to come over here. There you go. Give a little shout out to the brand mate. What's the name? Something.
Wally's Ear Company.
Wally's Ear Company makes this. Again, this could go horribly wrong. So I'm going to lay my head down on this pillow. And, all right, let's move the mic down here. All right. This feels awkward. Hold on, let me get comfortable.
Yeah.
All right. If anything bad happens, I loved each and every one of you. All right, so I'm putting this thing in my ear, and I have to hold it this whole time?
Yeah.
Oh, this is really uncomfortable. All right. All right, so this is... Let me get the mic here. Can you hear me okay? All right.
Yeah, we're
here. All right. All right. So, whoa. All right. So, this is now in my ear, snug.
You got a nice snug?
I got it nice and snug. All
right.
And you are going to go ahead now and light this. Now, I can't see it because there's a plate.
Griffey's just watching us through the window.
He's
freaking out.
Right. Is it lit? Is it burning?
Yeah,
it's lit.
Yeah.
All right. I don't feel anything yet.
Can you hear anything?
No. Because of all the wax in my ears.
Exactly. There's the safety water.
All right, there's safety water there. All right, Low-T, get over there on that mic and describe what you're seeing. And Longoria, get over here and keep filming. I still don't feel anything.
Okay.
I've got it in pretty snug.
Yeah, it takes a little bit.
So what does it look like right now?
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
What?
Big flaming candle.
It looks like a big flaming candle.
So there's. So you can see how big is the flame?
Maybe half an inch, three quarters.
All right, and this candle is over a foot long.
Yeah.
And just the small tip is in my ear. It's not like, all right.
Yep, and as long as it stays snug. Now, if you had a lot of wax, like mine were really bad, you could hear it start to make some weird noises. Like that little kid said he sounded like the ocean was in his ear. That's what it sounded like because it was sucking up all this really gross brown wax.
All right, hold on. No, I don't hear boo.
No, okay, good. Nothing. No, that's fine. You might have super clean ears. It might, I mean, we might do this and it might be a totally epic fail.
Now, people said, because we're going to, after this is done, we're going to open it up.
Starting to smell something.
And we're going to see what's inside the rest of the candle.
Okay.
But some people said if you, even if you burn it not in your ear, there's going to be junk in there.
Yeah, the clear white kind of flaky stuff, that's part of the smoke and earwax going back down through the, as it goes back down through the tube. If you pull the brain, you know, when you clean your ears, what the Q-tip looks like, that's what you're looking for. If it pulls that stuff out, then you definitely need to get it done. And the thing is, it's maybe burned this far.
Really? So we got a way to go?
Oh, yeah. It takes a little bit.
It's 11:12 on WSB. This is Mark Aaron with my head on a pillow and a candle that is burning in my ear.
Do you want to take a phone call? You think you can?
Yeah.
All right, hold on.
Ear in your other ear?
Yeah, yeah. Who are we going to talk to? Noah or Mike? Or?
We'll go to Noah.
All right. Let me click on Noah. Noah. Hey, buddy. You're on the Mark Aaron Show. What's up, bud?
Not much, Mark. How much of an idiot do you feel like right now?
Not yet. This is all for the benefit of the listeners.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully everything works out okay. You don't wind up burning your hair.
It's my ear feels warm now. I don't know if it's just because I'm holding it, or if it's this thing's working. Chuck, if you can, do you have your phone?
Yeah.
Take a picture of this and tweet it out.
Okay.
Because I want to see how ridiculous I do look.
Okay.
Noah, have you ever done this medieval ear wax candle thing?
Weirdest thing I've ever done is
Oh, wait, hold on, Noah. Ears. It's starting to make noise in my ear. Like a little bubbling sound going on.
Yeah.
All right. Go ahead, Noah. Sorry.
That's all right. The weirdest thing I've done is use peroxide. I have used alcohol one time because I had bad swimmers here. Besides that, that's Q-tip normal.
All right.
Well, hopefully everything works out all right.
All right. Thanks, Noah. Can someone hang up on Noah? Thanks, Noah. Appreciate it, buddy. It's making a lot of noise now.
Yeah.
It's burning.
All right, hold on.
It's burning like it burns you?
No. Like I hear the flame, though, in my ear.
Ooh.
Uh-oh. What does ooh mean?
Oh, we're good.
What the F does ooh mean?
You're good. We're smoking is all.
If the fire alarm goes off, I'm blaming this on you, Chuck. This is all your idea.
We're good.
You want to throw Mac up on the line?
Yeah.
Max and Buford.
It's Mike.
No, it's Mac.
Mac, Mike, whatever.
Mac, what's up, buddy?
I got pulled over again, but y'all were doing the top of the hour thing, and you started playing with your ears.
Oh, you were getting pulled over again on the air.
I got pulled over again.
Oh, no.
Officer, and this one's even better. It was Officer Duda.
Did he give you a ticket?
He gave me a warning.
A warning. All right. Did you drop my name again?
I did. He's listening. He said he would turn the radio on.
All right, officer, thanks for giving Mac a warning. I currently have a medieval ear wax thing burning in my ear, so I couldn't help Mac out there.
He did write all over it, warning.
All right, good.
Justifying his existence.
All right, Mac. Well, listen, I'm a little busy right now. I'm going to let you go, okay, brother?
Y'all have a good one.
All right, Mac.
Your ears.
Thanks, buddy. Can I move? Or do I have to stay where I am right now, Chuck?
Stay where you're at.
This is very uncomfortable.
Oh, yeah, it's super uncomfortable. We're almost done. You probably got maybe another inch, and we'll say that's good enough.
How many inches are left right now?
About.
Above the paper plate.
About that far. So about four,
all right.
Maybe five.
But there's inches under the plate.
Yeah, well, you don't want to go down that far.
All right. Well, it said 3 inches.
We don't need to go down that far.
What does it look like? Are you here? My Twitter account's up there in the computer, Chuck.
Yeah.
Retweet whatever picture you just posted and tweeted so the folks can see.
I did.
Retweet it from my account over here.
Oh,
on the
okay.
Computer.
All right. I will. Hold on.
Recording, by the way.
Why'd you stop recording?
Okay.
Son of a biscuit. This is like the good part. Oh. Now my headphones are falling off. Great. It's not as loud as everyone made it out to be.
But you can hear crackling.
I hear, yeah. Literally, like it's like a fire is burning in the fireplace next to my ear. But I'm not feeling a swoosh. Like everyone's like, oh, you're going to feel it get sucked out. I'm not feeling any of that.
Where are your Atmos?
Great radio, by the way.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I guess who's winning star of the freaking show today, my friends? Not you. Do you see it?
Where is your app engines at?
I can't look my head up.
No, that's fine.
Give me my phone.
I'll find it. Where's your phone at?
Multitasking here.
All right. Ugh, this is not good. Did you tag me in it?
Yeah, I did. All anybody's got to do is look for your tag.
All right. It's 11:16 on WSB. This is the Mark Arum Show. I currently have a flaming candle in my ear. What are you doing?
I'm cutting off the top so it doesn't smoke as much.
Yeah.
Is that something you're supposed to do?
Set the fire alarm off.
We're just trying to not let the fire
alarm. All right. Go. I just retweeted the picture.
We're trying not to get fired.
I like the leopard skin pillow that I'm looking
at. You like how I found that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
I think we're probably good.
Yeah.
And we could probably, I think you can take it.
No, keep it going.
Okay. All right.
All right. Here's what we're going
to
do.
He's getting real close to that paper plate.
Low T, come over here.
Yes.
Take Longoria's phone.
Okay.
You continue filming. Longoria, get us to break.
Okay.
And when we come back, we'll be done. How's that?
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. So switch up. It's 11:17, 71 degrees on Peachtree Street, currently 94 degrees in my right ear. This is the Mark Arum Show. We are doing, I'm pretty sure this has never been done before on radio, a earwax candle being burned in my ear live on the air. When we come back, we will find out what exactly was cooking in my ear, how much junk, if there was a crouton in there or whatever. And we'll finish that up when we come back. 404, no, don't call because there's no one near the screen.
Yeah.
On Twitter, at Mark Arum, I just tweeted out a picture of what it looks like. MarkArum. Stick around. When we come back, we'll see what's in my freaking ear. This is the Mark Arum Show.
Spread love, that's what a real mob do. Keep it gangsta, look out for the people.
This is Lauren Johnson, and you're listening to the Mark Arum Show. I'm the web girl because my face is too hot for radio.
All right, welcome back to the show. I am fully up right now, nothing in my ear. Do you guys want to come in here while we cut this thing open to see what exactly was in my ear cavity? I'm a little nervous, to be honest with you. If it's disgusting, I'm going to feel really bad because I've been... Longoria, you got to come in, buddy.
Okay. It smells so bad.
It does stink. This whole room is filled with smoke right now.
Yeah, we didn't put it
and
out.
And Buford's not even here.
I know, right?
It has nothing to do with Buford. All right, so we're going to videotape me opening this. Do we need scissors or something?
Just
unravel it?
Yeah, you can just unroll it. Start from the top if you want.
I like this pillow here, though. I'm going to keep my eye on
it. It's not bad, right?
All right, are you recording?
Yeah.
All right, so here we are unraveling the medieval ear candle. There's like 3 or 4 inches left, so I think we did the proper. So what is that?
That's just part of the burning.
Oh,
so like stuff's coming out.
Yeah, there's your stuff.
Yeah, keep going.
But that's just the white stuff. That wasn't...
Look at all that brown stuff.
No, these are the croutons we saw in the other one. So this stuff wasn't in my ear, was it?
No, I don't think so. I think that's the burning from the... That's the stuff from the...
So like...
You got to get to that brown gunk.
Like there's gunk there, but I don't know if that's earwax or not. There's a lot of this powdery stuff coming down. That was not in my ear, and there's no way.
Hope not.
Look how clean my ears are. There's nothing in this puppy. Well, there's another big chunk of stuff.
Yeah, dude.
But that stuff, I mean, that stuff's not, it looks like brown sugar. That was not in my ear, right?
Yeah,
was it?
I think so.
No, you might have been good.
Look, there's all that brown stuff right there by the tip.
Yeah, but look at that. I think that's just the burning of the thing, no? I don't know. I can't tell. My ear does not
That's
feel
not
right.
What came out of my, some of that stuff, when I did it,
yeah.
Some of that stuff came out, and I just assumed that was the actual candle.
Yeah.
Like, I'm talking like the gross, dark brown, nasty stuff you find in your ear.
I'm
that's
pretty happy
what
with
sucked.
What's going on there. Like, that stuff right there,
yeah.
That's like that little brown sugar looking stuff,
yeah.
That was not in my ear. That's
I don't
from
think
this
so.
Thing.
Yeah, when I did it, I had big chunks of really dark brown, gross, like it was awful.
This bothers me a little bit.
Yeah,
that could be wax from my ear up there, the darker ish stuff right there,
or it could be burn marks.
All right, I survived.
You did. See, it was fine.
You didn't
lose a kidney
again.
You didn't
12 minutes out of my life for that, or 12 seconds with a Q-tip. I mean, what are you gonna do?
12 seconds with a Q-tip.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I don't feel any different. Like, people thought I was going to be like, oh, you're going to hear amazing now. It kind of feels the same.
Well, then you got really clean ears.
Yeah.
Pig Farmer said that he did he talk to you about this?
Uh-uh.
Oh, because he said that he had to have a similar thing done, and he said the stuff that came out was just gross,
yeah.
But that he could hear, and
I feel great. Good that, now, again, I'm not suggesting you ever do this at home. There's no reason to do that.
No.
If you have an ear problem, go to an ear doctor. Don't stick a medieval thing in your ear.
Unless next time I do it, I'm going to text you a picture.
Unless you put leeches on the back of your neck, and that will help alleviate. All right, thank you for videotaping that, Longoria. Thank you for buying the candle, Chuck. I'll reimburse you. $9. And I got an extra one. So, I mean, if you guys want to do it, we can get it done real quick. All right. Is that Rick? Rick's been hanging on the line. Rick, welcome to the Mark Arum Show.
Hey, Mark. How you doing tonight?
Hey, brother.
I was just listening as you guys were going through all this thing, and I was reminded, you know, if you guys, if nothing happened, you could join one of the broadcast great hit guys. What's his name? Geraldo Jerevez, when he spent an hour digging through that wall trying to unload.
There, let's put it this way. There was more stuff in Al Capone's vault than there was in my right ear.
Yeah.
So, and there was nothing in that vault.
Yeah, that's right. It was absolutely empty. That was an amazing event, you know.
I remember that like it was yesterday. I mean, people were excited about what was going to be in Al Capone's vault.
Yeah.
And it wasn't there. I mean, it wasn't like there was no paperwork. There was nothing. Absolutely nothing.
No, it's just an empty room. You know? And I hate to admit, but I watched it. You know?
Oh, I did too. I was transfixed on that. Now, in my ear, there was a little wax, and there's all this little brown sugar looking stuff. But I think that's burned from the ear candle.
Yeah, who knows?
Yeah.
I've heard of it. I've never seen it done before, but I have heard of it having been done. So, it was interesting to listen to.
There you go. I did it. Here's the deal. I did the medieval ear candle, so you don't have to. That's my job here on the Mark Arum Show. I do dumb stuff, so you don't have to.
And you got a pillow out of it.
And I got a pillow out of it. We're going to come back after news, weather, and traffic. We'll discuss this. We got one final push-up, by the way, to get Clark Howard into the Radio Hall of Fame.
Yes.
Only 30 minutes left. We'll talk about that. And your calls, 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. Posted pictures of the incident on Twitter, at Mark Arum, Facebook, Mark Arum, WSB. This is the Mark Arum Show.
Ain't nobody's way.
WSB's Mark Arum.
The WSB 24-hour breaking news center is on alert.
With immediate breaking news,
severe weather alerts,
traffic red alerts,
from Cobb to Cherokee,
Carroll to Gwinnett,
Fulton to Forsyth,
and all the rest.
WSB.
Depend on it.
This is WSB Radio Assistant News Director Amanda Moyer, and you're listening to the Mark Arum Show. Be glad I haven't fired him yet.
We used to be number 10, now we permanent in one. In the battle, lost my finger. Mike became my arm, pistol nozzle, it's
welcome back to the show, 11:35, 25 in front of midnight. Mark Arum with you till 12 every Monday through Friday on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. I wish you could experience the smell in the studio right now.
It's horrible.
Not since Neil Bortz ate the chili with the Fritos on top have we had a unique odor in here.
That stinks.
Like what we have right now from the burned out ear candle. I just tweeted out a picture of what was left on the plate, including that brown sugar-looking stuff. But I don't think that was in my ear. That's just stuff from the...
You got very clean ears.
Seriously, I'm fanatic about it. I clean my ears three times a day.
The next time I do it, I will text you a picture of what comes out of my
ears.
Yeah,
I'd like to see that.
Much different.
We could do it tomorrow. No. I got one more candle.
I'm going to Cancun tomorrow.
Oh, that's right.
I'll be back till Monday.
All right. We'll do it to Sanjay then.
Yeah, do it to him.
Yeah, that little guy. All right, so that was that. Stick with Q-tips. There's disparage Wally's Ear Company and his finely made ear candle, but I got nothing out of that. It didn't even feel good. Like, I wanted to do it because everyone said it felt good.
Mm-hmm. I think it feels good because people have so much crud crammed in their ears that when you finally release it all, that's probably where it comes from. But if you've got good clean ears, it's not going to do anything for you.
It was a unique experience. I'm glad I did it.
I'm glad you did it too. You look ridiculous.
I did look ridiculous. How's that video coming along? You email to me?
I'm trying to.
They're too big, so I'm trying to figure it all out.
Okay. By tomorrow for sure.
We'll get that up for tomorrow.
Yeah.
All right. Listen, before I go to the phones, 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. You have 23 minutes left to text your vote in to get Clark Howard into the National Radio Hall of Fame. So please do that now. Text Clark, C-L-A-R-K, to 36500. I'm going to do it on my phone right now because Chuck was supposed to show me how to do it, but I guess I'm going to just try to figure it out. So I text. Sanjay just texted me. He says, yes, please, thanks. So he'll do it tomorrow on the show. All right, so I go to 36500. And I just text Clark. And there you go. There's my vote for the National Hall of Fame.
Got it figured out.
National Radio Hall of Fame. Boom.
Yep.
I was able to do it. Excellent.
I got a bunch of friends back home in Montana to do it.
Oh, he was texting me about some chick, not Not tomorrow show. He's not even listening to the show. He just sent me a picture of a curl, and he said, yes, please, thank you. All right. Anywho, 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. Robert's in Norcross. Robert, you're on the Mark Arum Show.
Hey, Mark, how are you today?
Excellent, sir. How are you?
Oh, man, just driving home, and I was thinking about today and this crazy news that we had with those reporters getting shot, and I was, you know, do you think this there's like a sickness in the world or something?
Like mental, I think there's a lot of mental illness going around for sure. And again, I just can't. You know, you think about Chuck the shooters at the church in Charleston and the theater shooting in Colorado, and those were obviously mentally deficient individuals. Okay, those were outcasts of society. Mm-hmm. They didn't fit. They didn't belong. They didn't. You know, mm-hmm. this reporter was obviously together enough to get hired at news stations to be a reporter.
Yeah.
This wasn't a 14-year-old kid who's getting bullied at school.
No, but if you read that 23-26 page little manifesto that he had faxed to ABC, mm-hmm. You get, at least from his perspective, you get that sense that he was incredibly bullied by black men and white women for being gay and for being black.
He was
black.
Gay?
Yes.
I did not know that. Okay.
Yes. So from his perspective, he was incredibly picked on, put upon, bullied, belittled, whatever, mm-hmm. from, and he specifically calls out white women and black men were the hardest on him. So, it doesn't look like that because he was able to get a job. But then when you talk to his other employers about his anger issues and other things, you know, and that stuff comes out when people get pushed too far, they just snap. And, I think you never know what's behind. I mean, I've seen people so put together and then all of a sudden just snap and you're like, wow, why did you don't know what's bubbling behind this under the surface.
And again, maybe this is something we talk about tomorrow on the show, but I feel, and you can back me up with this, Longoria, do you think there's a coworker or two or three here that could eventually come in and do something nefarious?
Probably, yeah.
So in our workplace, Chuck,
do you think there's a person
that could come in and do something nefarious someday if they get wronged or fired or something?
I mean, I want to say no, but
I can think of a couple offhand.
I don't. Here's the thing, though.
Yeah.
You know me. I come in. I do this in Erickson's show, and I'm back in the. And I don't intermingle with a whole lot of folks around here. So I don't think I know enough people. I'd like to say no, but I think if I knew more people in the building, and you know, I would probably say yes.
So here's my question: do I have a responsibility now, or does anyone listening, if you work, I don't know, you're in an oil change shop, or you're an accountant, and if you think that someone could do something bad at work. I mean, there's no evidence. You just think, well, that guy's a little nuts or that girl's a little out there.
But I think maybe it starts before you think that they're nuts enough to do it. It's if somebody's having a problem or an issue that you think needs to be addressed at work or by a supervisor or a coworker or something, I think maybe it starts before you get to
that
point.
But do I have that responsibility? Like, I can think of one person right now at work, like, yeah, if they got fired, I could see them maybe coming back and doing some. Is it my responsibility now to go to management and be like, hey, like what's the worker's responsibility to?
I don't know. When you're talking about the difference between, you know, going home to your bed at night or not, I would say yes.
But it's just a hunch. It's you know, I don't have. There's no there's no evidence whatsoever that this person would ever do anything bad.
No,
but maybe, if I had to pick someone in the office, I'd be like, all right, this is the person that would do it.
But there's a possibility that maybe you bringing it to a supervisor and then pulling them in just for a friend, like, hey, how's everything going?
Yeah,
you know, how's you know, maybe they need is sort of a vent or maybe there is an issue and it could be addressed and simply by you bringing it to a supervisor and them not approaching them maybe for what you had brought it to their attention in the first place, but just to be like, hey, what's, you know, everything cool?
Just to make sure that
just to double check. I mean, sometimes that's all it takes. I don't know, man. That's tough.
Yeah, maybe we'll discuss that tomorrow. Here's what I am doing tomorrow, and I know there's a lot of folks in the TV biz that listen to the show after the 11 p.m. news. If you're listening, here's what I'm going to do tomorrow on Channel 2. I'm going to wear black tomorrow to honor Allison Parker and Adam Ward, the photographer and the reporter that were gunned down in Virginia today. If you can, I know there's a lot of wardrobe consultants going on and stuff like that, but I just think anyone in the TV business tomorrow that's going to be on camera or off camera, I think it would show a nice bit of solidarity if we all wore black tomorrow to honor Allison Parker and Adam Ward. So if you are in the TV business and you're listening to the Mark Arum Show on your way home right now, and you go home and you lay out your offer for tomorrow, if you could, I think it'd be really, really very cool if you could wear black tomorrow just to honor Allison Parker and Adam Ward. So I'm going to do that tomorrow, 4:30 a.m. You'll see me. I'm going to be wearing I've never done this before on the air. I'm going to wear a completely black shirt with a black tie. In my 18 years on TV, I've never done that. I bought a black shirt today to wear tomorrow. So I'm going to wear black tomorrow on the air just to honor Allison Parker and Adam Ward. Dave's in Kennesaw. Dave, you're on the Mark Arum Show.
Hey, preach, brother.
Welks, man. What's going on?
Not much. I was listening to you talk about Allison Parker and her cameraman. I just had a quick question, you know, with what happened today, and I realize you might not be able to answer this, but, you know, with what happened today, did the news directors at either the radio or the TV side of where you guys are, did they say, okay, look, guys, you know, we're going to send extra security out with you guys, or was it, and they just said, okay, look, we all got a job to do, just be more observant. And if you see
that's a fantastic question, Dave. I'll tell you exactly what happened here on the television side. When this first happened and we didn't know it was an ex-coworker, okay, an email went out from the news director saying, hey, we're going to be extra vigilant here. We're going to have meetings to see what we can do to take extra precautions. Because when it first came out, we thought it was, you know, like, just some crazy viewer or something. We didn't know it was an ex worker. So that first email went out as the story broke from the news director saying, hey, we're going to be super vigilant today. If you don't feel comfortable, let us know, blah, blah, blah. And then when we found out that it, you know, wasn't terrorism, it wasn't a crazy viewer, the news director sent out another email saying, all right, now the situation has changed a bit. We still want to be vigilant. And what I thought was the best part of the email was, if you are ever in a situation where you don't feel comfortable, get out. You know, never mind if you have a live shot coming up in 10 minutes. If you and the cameraman or the cameraman and you don't feel secure, get the hell out of Dodge. If you don't feel comfortable,
right,
don't worry about it. Just get out of there. Because we have the same thing, basically. If there's a lightning storm, reporters and photographers in the field can drop the mast and get out of Dodge if they're worried about a lightning strike. So
my only worry, and I'm sorry to cut you off.
No, you're good.
My only worry, and God forbid this happen, I don't want this to happen or not, but because of the sensationalism, what happened today with everything going live, you know, God forbid a copycat come out and, you know, Richard's out doing something for Atlanta's Morning News,
sure,
and some wacko tries something, you know. I don't know, you know, if it works with big markets where, like I said, you know, they say, hey, look, guys, you know, we want you to be safe. We're going to send an off-duty police officer with you, or we're going to send a member of cop security or something.
I'm not going to say that is going to happen or not happen, but let's just say that's been discussed for sure today. That there's been conversations about that for sure. And
I want you guys to be safe.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree, and I appreciate that. I feel like here's what scares me is... So it's 2015, every industry is cutting costs, right? So in the TV business, and thankfully we don't do that here at Channel 2, but there are stations now that send out what are called backpack journalists. So
I was going there.
So like Channel 2 tomorrow morning will send Darren Moore out former police officer, by the way, Darren Moore, and a photographer to whatever breaking news story. There are other stations that send out a backpack journalist, which is one person. And sometimes it's just a lone female that goes out with a camera. They do the camera work and they report all in. It's a one-man band, they call it.
Yep, one-man band.
Those are the ones I'm really worried about.
At the station that I was at in mid-Missouri before I got here, a little KRCG in Jefferson City, they, for a long while, institute a policy to everybody at least had to go in pairs.
Yeah.
Especially the female. And they wouldn't even send two females out together. Yeah. They'd always send a male out with them. And there was a few times that they went on breaking news. I didn't need to, but I went with them anyway, just so there was somebody
else
around.
Just an extra body, yeah.
Just an extra, you know.
But if you saw that video today, I mean...
Well, you would know. You'd need a third person around looking out for lunatics.
I mean, the cameraman got shot in the back.
Yeah.
He had no idea. It was just awful. Eric's in Roswell. Eric, you're on the Mark Arum Show.
Hey, Mark. I just want to pass my condolences on to him as well. I work in the restaurant business. It's scary also being armed or robbed at any time. And it's a cruel world and sick world we're living in.
Yeah.
Godspeed and blessings to their families and mostly their children. And I don't want to make light of anything, but John Z needs to get the reports right out there with his burgers and chicken. I work for Mickey D's, and this is easy. We got a new crispy chicken sandwich made with buttermilk. So
Where is this? Where is this, Eric?
McDonald's, Mickey D's.
You got a new chicken sandwich. There's actually going to be some breaking fast food news tomorrow from Johnny Kilbasa. You hear about the possible McWhopper that's been floated about? A McWhopper. Johnny Kilbasa. Well, yes. Burger King and McDonald's coming together for the McWhopper.
Trying to pull out their tanking stock.
I don't know what's behind it, but Johnny Kilbasa will have the latest tomorrow. All right, we'll come back. We'll do star of the show. We'll wrap things up. 404-872-0750. Again, vote for Clark Howard, Radio Hall of Fame. Text Clark to 36500. You've got 10 minutes left. Text Clark to 36500. One segment to go of the Mark Arum Show. Hundreds all arranged. Anything less than that, you keep the change.
Not filthy rich, but I'm barely broke. Blessed with flows to keep you hooked like dope. This is WSB's Veronica Waters, and you're listening to the Mark Arum Show. I haven't had to call human resources on him in more than 2 months. Hey! You know what? Never mind. Give me the phone.
Welcome back to the show, 11:55. Thanks, Ronnie Waters,
for calling
HR on me yet again. James, you said, what's the name? Charles? James?
John.
John. John's up next to the Mark Arum Show. Hello, John.
How you doing, buddy?
What's up, man?
I just wanted to call in and say, again, my condolences to the people that passed today, and I just want to say hey to you, honestly.
Oh, cool. Hey, back at you, buddy.
I had caught the tail end of your show. I didn't get to listen to all of it tonight, unfortunately. But,
well, the good news is tomorrow, 5 a.m., the podcast goes up on WSBRadio.com. So if anyone missed the medieval earwax candle segment, it will be on the website tomorrow at 5 a.m. Chuck's gone tomorrow. Cancun.
Tomorrow, Friday. I'll be back Monday, Tuesday.
Okay.
Then I'm off the rest of the week next week.
Can you bring me back some Mexican Cialis?
Sure.
All right.
I'm sure I can find somebody to... take that care of that. I'll get one of Longoria's relatives.
All right.
Nice.
Time for star of the show.
And now, are you guys ready for the Mark Arum star of the show?
Chuck spent his own money to buy the medieval earwax candle. Longoria videotaped the experiment, but I had the freaking candle lit in my ear.
Yeah,
there's no question. I have no...
It was a team effort, though.
It was a team effort. It was a great team effort. Again, stick with Q-tips. There's no reason to buy this. But Mark Arum is your star of the show tonight. All right, tomorrow, Johnny Kilbasa with the breaking fast food news of the McWhopper. I might have a guest or two tomorrow. I think the kid from American Pie might be on the show tomorrow. The little guy that was dating the blonde.
Oh, yeah, the one that nobody remembers.
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah.
The little guy that no one remembers from American Pie. He might be on the show tomorrow.
Excellent.
We'll see. He'll be on the show soon, but I think it's going to be tomorrow.
Well, while I'm drinking drinks with little straw hats in and by the
you'll
beach,
think about
I'll pull it up on the radio app.
Absolutely.
And I'll listen.
Yeah, download the radio app, WSB radio app.
That's how I listen when I'm not.
Absolutely. That's how I do when I get up in the morning.
Yeah, I always put it
on
the app.
On Twitter, you definitely want to check out the Twitter feed today, @Mark Arum.
Yeah,
Facebook, Mark Arum WSB. Instagram, Mark Arum. In the meantime, go to sleep, little baby.
Go to sleep, you little baby.
Guests of the Mark Arum Show stay at the All Suite Omni Hotel, located in the heart of Chicago's Magnificent Mile.